Where was Mary Fagan on Saturday afternoon? The Atlanta Journal. Atlanta Journal. Tuesday, April 29th, 1913, page 4. Are there any friends or acquaintances of little Mary Fagan who saw her after she is supposed to have left the offices of the National Pencil Company Saturday afternoon, where she went for the little pay that was due her? Is there anyone who knows the girl, who can say she was seen in the city of Atlanta or elsewhere, following her departure from home shortly before noon on that day? According to Superintendent Leo Frank, the child called for her envelope shortly after 12 o'clock on the day of the tragedy. She is supposed to have left the building. The question is, where did she go? She did not return home and then come back to the city, for her parents sat up nearly all of Saturday night waiting anxiously for her. When she left the factory on South Forsyth Street, where did she go? If she was on the street, someone of her friends at least must have seen her. Where now are those friends? It was Memorial Day, and thousands were out for the parade, the opera, and the ball game. Does it seem possible that a girl as well known as Mary could be on the streets in such a mass of humanity and not be seen by at least one acquaintance? Was she alone on the streets of Atlanta from the time she is said to have left the building until late Saturday night, when conflicting reports from photographs in the papers and the sight of the remains? If she was not alone, then who was with her during the day? An answer to the question, was Mary Fagan seen on the street after she entered the pencil factory Saturday at noon, would throw much light on the murder mystery.